we have one action item that we'll address first. And we have Todd Stewart here with us today to help with that, I believe. Todd.
Thank you, Dr. Bale. What we have is an addendum to our head baseball coach's contract. It's very standard with what we've done in the past with contract extensions. If we like our coach in any sport, what we don't want is them to go into the last year of their contract. If you're a coach and you're in the last year of the your contract and that's not addressed, that's a tough thing to overcome when you're recruiting. So what this is it's an extension of the contract under essentially the exact same terms as the existing contract. The only two alterations from the contract that it was originally signed on June 3rd of 2015 is a couple postseason bonuses and a change in the terminology with the buyout, both of those becoming much more consistent with industry standards. There's no increase in spending, no increase in base salary or any changes to the compensation.
Any questions concerning that? Comments? If not, I'll call for a vote to approve the addendum to the athletic contract for our head baseball coach. So moved. Those in favor say aye.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a couple of information items. As everyone is aware, I have been encouraging everyone to fill out the presidential evaluation, the annual right of filling that out, which is one of the most important functions that we do as regents. It offers an opportunity to give feedback to our president, both with any constructive criticisms or ideas, and we really wanted to have everyone turn that evaluation in this year, and I found out this morning everyone has already done that, so we'll be collecting that in the near future and arranging to go over that with our president. We have some commencement dates that I think we sent out to everyone, and in particular, a little bit of a change for the spring so that we don't conflict with the Kentucky Derby, and hopefully that is good for families and students in terms of our spring commencement exercises. Mr. President, I'll turn it over to you for any informational items you might have for us today.
Well, thank you, Regent Bale, and it has been an active week around things about which many of our alumni and donors and supporters and fans are curious, and so I did want to take a moment to touch upon the season of conference realignment, which apparently is upon us again. You may have seen the news on Monday and made official just this week that there are six institutions who've given their intent to depart. Conference USA for the American Athletic Conference. We knew this was a possibility and had been planning about that for more than several weeks. And I will say this, as someone who has been involved in realignment many times before, and previous institution, that I know individuals in our community would like all the information that we have at hand. But that's not really a helpful position to take when we're in the midst of negotiations and conversations. So I will share with you this. I know the uncertainty makes folks uncomfortable, and people want answers today. And the reality is this process will play out over the coming days and week or two. But I will say this, that the presidents in the conference have been working hard with their colleagues to talk about the future of Conference USA. There are conversations happening about those that might join, those who enjoy being with us. And the last thing is that those of us who are involved in these conversations here and across the country, I can guarantee you are not putting the content of them on Twitter. And so we're going to continue to work hard behind the scenes to create the best position for our university and at the same time take care of the future of Conference USA. With that, we won't be making public comments about the machinations of those conversations. Thank you, Regent Baird.
Thank you. I think it's worth considering, too, that with the fine presentation we had from our provost today, remembering what is at the heart of Western Kentucky University, and that's our academic programs. While athletics are extremely important, we all know that and understand it, but when you hear a presentation like Provost Fisher gave, I think we can feel great about who we are, and we'll continue to do what we do best, and the universe will unfold as it should. One other thing that I'll make comment with regards to the NCAA and what's going on, and I don't know whether this is true or not, but I was told by someone that probably knows that with the new way that they're handling student-athletes, that there are some universities where student-athletes are going to make over seven figures. And that shows you how the playing field is changing, and whether that makes for even or fairness, I don't know. But it is a new world as conferences realign and as athletes themselves and their marketing ability. To me, I find very sober. Any other comments from anyone? Shane?
I'd like to forgive me for going a little bit out of order. There was a question I wanted to ask earlier today. In our previous meeting, we spent a lot of time talking about Axiom and RAMP and getting a lot of updates about where that process was going. And they gave us a November 1 deadline on having, you know, there were certain goals they were trying to meet. And I talked with Susan about maybe giving us a little update on that. I meant to ask for that earlier, but we got a little distracted by other things. So just if we can real quick, an update on where we are to follow up on that August meeting.
So, thank you, Shane. I think we've made good progress to date working with Axiom. What our goal is and what we will have is 3 years of data points in the system for particularly the deans to work with. We have now tied out fiscal year 20, we have the fiscal year 22 budget built, and we'll get that into Axiom next week. And then there will be 1 year left to get in. That's fiscal year 21. That being an odd year because of COVID, we're going to handle that a little differently. We're also going to be having a retreat with the deans and vice presidents November 2nd, I believe it is, and to start getting input from important input, particularly from our deans, around what the budget cycle looks like. But Ronaldo and Brian have really done the most of the work as far as getting Axiom balanced. So I'll just turn it over to Ronaldo and Brian to see if they have any other comments.
Sure. So just a quick update on that.
Ronaldo, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm just not talking to the board. So.
This is Ronaldo.
That's right. Take the mask down. So Ronaldo Domini, AVP for Budget, Finance, and Analytics. I started a couple of weeks before Bud. But like him, it's been an interesting couple months for me, and it's been a lot of work. But I worked with Susan before, and she recruited me over to WKU, and I'm really happy to be here. It's a great community, a great city as well, and I'm just excited to work with constituents around campus. So thanks for the introduction, Dr. Bonney. But so with Axiom, before I started, I'm going to backtrack just a little bit. when I was looking, doing some research, the two look great. Now I was like, great, this is awesome. You know, it's a great starting point to go off of. But the tool does look good. Coming in, there were some major data integrity concerns that I found. And to give you an example, our budget is around up to 400 million when we had variances of 200 million. And it's like, what do you mean we have a $200 million variance? So we've done a lot of work, and unfortunately, it's been in the background. So when you look at the tool, there's not as much progress that you see. But I feel pretty good of where we are right now. We're in a really good position. We've made a lot of progress here over the last couple of weeks. And Axiom, I mean, it's an important tool, not just for the RAMP model, but as we modernize our systems across campus. So part of our goal is we've met with some budget managers around campus and our office. We'll make sure that we're meeting with the deans and meeting with the budget managers across campus to make sure that we're providing the right support as we sort of manage into not just a new budget model, but a new tool as well. So it's a lot of change for campus, and we want to make sure that the focus is not on, oh, this is wrong or this doesn't look right, but the focus is on how can we improve, how can we grow revenues, and we just need to make sure that support is provided for the campus. So that's really all I have to say on Axiom. I'm confident in our intellect, my staff, and our abilities, and I know we're going to get it done. So I don't know if you have anything else to add, Brian.
No, the only thing I'll add is that...
Brian, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm sorry. I'm Brian Denny, Executive Director of Budget. I will add that Axiom, like I think every company's had some turnover and some changes in positions, and some of the delays, too, were with new people coming on board trying to see what the old people were doing. And so there's one consultant that we have talked Axiom into letting us come back to this project, even though she's taken on a different role in their company now. And we've made tremendous strides since she's come back on board because she is very familiar with the model.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay. Without backtracking to any other committee business, I will encourage everyone to try to show up for Hall of Fame next week before homecoming. That's a big special event every year. And if you haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you know somebody that hasn't been vaccinated, encourage them to do so. And hopefully, sometime this year, we'll be able to shed these masks. With that, we stand adjourned.